Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, of our radio program. Now, before I tell you what's coming up here in hour number one, if you're an early bird, the early bird gets the worm. And if you want to send a question in for the podcast, the spinoff podcast, the fifth hour podcast, we'll be recording it later today. And we have a mailbag feature. You can send questions in on our show Facebook page, which is Ben Maller's Show. You should like our page over there. We may use your question on this weekend's podcast. But here in hour number one, it is a football hour, my guilty pleasure, practicing law without a law degree on the radio. So how much legal jeopardy is Ram defensive star Aaron Donald facing? He was in a barroom brawl in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Photos have come out of the damage done. We'll investigate the Aaron Donald story, a Maller Show investigation coming your way right now in hour number one. He is not just a ram, he's a battering ram, allegedly. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we have a stream of consciousness coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well with you, and our lead this hour comes from the club. Now, I've not been to a club in some time, but specifically the nightclub. Apparently, these things are opened up again in many cities. I'm sure some places they're not, but that is where the story of the hour and the story to begin our radio show starts, and where Aaron Donald defensive stalwart was socializing over the weekend in his native land there of Pittsburgh. Now, if you didn't see this and you haven't been paying attention for whatever reason, I'll give you the truncated version here and then we'll converse. So an attorney who I've never heard of has filed a criminal complaint against the pass-rushing superstar Aaron Donald, who can ram it all day and ram it all night, even at the club. And this is with Pittsburgh police. It happened on Wednesday, saying that the Ram player and others assaulted his client, a 26-year-old guy. This taking place at an after-hours club. It happened last weekend. The attorney, someone by the name of Todd Hollis, said his client, DeVincent Spriggs, needed not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not... He needed 16 stitches and suffered a broken orbital bone, a broken schnoz, the old nose, and, of course, a concussion, along with a sprained and or broken arm. There are photos that have been percolating around social media. If you're interested, it's not that hard to find them. They're just a couple clicks away. We can't show you the photos because we are only on the audio platform. We have no video component, but you can find them. And we're not talking about just your obviously regular NFL player. This is not a garden variety defensive player. Aaron Donald is the gold standard in the NFL, which makes this a story worth talking about. If it was a normal defensive player, we wouldn't spend much time on it. But Aaron Donald is a headliner. He's a three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He's a seven-time Pro Bowl selection, 85-plus career sacks. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Going to be wearing a gold jacket. But will he be wearing a prison outfit before he wears the gold jacket? Let us discuss the question, where is this Aaron Donald story going? And how much trouble is he in? So my thoughts on this, you've got the triangle, dear old mom, and petty cash. And we will tie all of these things together. Now, I'm going to put my lawyer hat on. Now, I'm not an actual attorney, but I can play one on the radio. And if you've listened to this show and to me bloviate over the years, you know that these legal stories are my guilty pleasure. I enjoy every one of them. I'm obsessed with these legal stories. We'll have more on Deshaun Watson, for example, later. But this is about Aaron Donald. And at the very least, Aaron Donald is headed into the penalty box. And that much we believe is true. Now, how far into the penalty box he goes, that's yet to be determined. The jury is still out on that. He's going to end up spending a lot of money on whether it's just attorney fees or whether or not it is having to buy out a settlement. But there's going to be money that's dished out from Aaron Donald. We have no idea at this point what actually happened. So far, it is a one-way street up until this moment. It's not a two-way street of information. Aaron Donald is going to have to show some of his defensive skills here to rebuff these claims. Remember, this story and these stories in general are like a triangle. Right? There's three sides to them. There are three sides to every story like this, just like a triangle. There's the side of the guy that had his head bashed in. There's Aaron Donald's side, which we haven't heard yet. And then the truth typically falls somewhere in the middle. Right? So the person making these accusations is going to present themselves in the greatest light. And then Aaron Donald's going to counter that by putting himself in the greatest light. And then you have to figure out where the truth is. But it's hard to imagine a scenario where this was just incidental contact that led to pugilism. There had to be more to it, whether that was just verbal, nonverbal, we don't know. Now, part B here, there is no debating that whoever this guy in the photo is had his face absolutely just smashed, blown to smithereens. It looked like scrambled eggs with cheese and some kind of seasoning and bell pepper. I mean, it was just, oh my goodness. And it appeared he got into a fight with a pack of rhinos, this guy. And it happened around 3 a.m. Over the weekend. Aaron Donald clearly did not listen to dear old mom. Right? What did dear old mom say? Mama said it best. Nothing good ever happens after midnight except sports talk radio. That's what she said. Now, we are told the incident started. I love this. Did you see where the incident started? The Boom Boom Room nightclub in Pittsburgh. I've been to Pittsburgh. I've never been to the Boom Boom Room. You want a good time, you got to go to the Boom Boom Room. So Donald is accused of taking that literally, apparently, and going boom, boom on this guy right to the face there in the eye. Now, all that because the allegation is the guy, he claimed, it was just an inadvertent accidentally bumped into Aaron Donald in the Boom Boom Room. Both parties then, whatever happened, were asked to leave the club by the bouncers. So they got outside, and then all hell breaks loose. They got a knockdown, drag-out, fisticuff, street fight. It's on like Donkey Kong, right? And that led to this cat, DeVincent Spriggs, this guy getting absolutely mollywopped. But by who? He's claiming it's Aaron Donald, but that part is yet to be determined. Now, the final word on this. The Pittsburgh police have been called in. They did inform the media in the Steel City there that their detectives are reviewing the complaint and, this is a key part of the story, the video footage. It's a very important part of the story if you follow these situations. And they're also consulting with the Pittsburgh District Attorney's Office, and they will be the ones ultimately that will decide whether or not they have enough evidence that will warrant a criminal charge against Aaron Donald. Both the NFL and the Rams have issued the standard boilerplate response. You know what that is, right? Well, the NFL said, we're looking into the matter to understand the facts. The Rams said, we are collecting more information, but we will have no further comment at this time. Ay, ay, ay. It's a version of the same boilerplate response. So what is the next move here for Aaron Donald? Right. And my theory on this is you have to hope for a malfunction. The detectives are looking at the video footage from the club and then also looking at the footage from outside the club. As long as this was not caught on tape, then Aaron Donald has nothing to really worry about criminally. Right? Now, if it is on tape, he got a lot of problems if he's the one throwing the punches. But if he's not on tape throwing the punch, he can then take a page out of Chris Carter's handbook, and you got to have a fall guy, and somebody else in his posse can be the fall guy, one of the guys on his crew, and blame that guy. Now, you got to write a big check to that, whoever that person is, but he can claim, hey, it wasn't me. I was one of the guys. I didn't tell him to do it. That knucklehead did it. Not my fault. I'm not responsible. For that guy, he had his eyeballs knocked a little goofy. It's not my fault. Now, since Donald's the one that's got the money, always go to the person that has the money. First rule of any kind of litigation. Who's got the fat wallet? Well, he does have a fat wallet. So let's assume there's no video of Aaron Donald throwing a punch, which would lead to criminal charges, and say that it's just an allegation. Somebody from Aaron Donald's group threw a punch. It might have been Aaron Donald, maybe not. So he would then have to go to the ATM, get some petty cash out, and make this go away. Now, there's likely a lot of movement going on right now behind the scenes. Aaron Donald's very tied into the community in Pittsburgh. He grew up in that area. He played college football at Pitt, and he loves that area. He donates a lot of money. And you would think that to avoid this facing criminal charges, the way this game works, you surrogates and you reach out to certain people and how would you like a nice donation? You got an election coming up, huh? Okay, I can maybe help you out a little bit, help you win that next election. So all those kind of side deals go on at this point to avoid criminal charges. But the main thing is just you have the money to lose some change here, throw some loose change at this guy and move on and learn a lesson. Aaron Donald, this is a one-off. As far as we know, this is a one-off. It's not like Deshaun Watson where he was going around meeting people to beat the hell out of him at clubs. This was an incident that was not planned out the way Deshaun Watson was allegedly planning out his little deances. But as far as Aaron Donald, right, you know, as long as it's not on tape and it's just a civil matter, no criminal issue, it's more of a nuisance than anything else. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to get in trouble with the NFL and the NFL can suspend him, but it'd be a couple games as opposed to if he is facing criminal charges, then you bring in the commissioner's exempt list. If he is charged with a crime, he's going to be suspended, and he should be suspended. If he beat this guy up, how dumb would Aaron Donald have to be, right? I mean, what could the guy have done? You're the one holding the bag of money. What would have had to have happened to lead to that kind of beatdown? What a knucklehead. What a knucklehead move that would be. But we're just speculating because we haven't seen the tape. Maybe the tape will come out in the next couple of days. We'll find out. But at this point, that's where we are on the Aaron Donald story. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show, the courtroom of Maller, closed for now. We'll reopen it a little bit later. That's right. I'm here. It's really Night Court. Remember, there was a show years ago before your time called Night Court. And this show, in many ways, has turned into Night Court. When I first got into sports talk radio many years ago, I never thought that you'd have to spend so much time talking about legal stories. But that big part of sports... Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do? Yeah. All right. We'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox if you would like to be part. 877-996-6369. If you're with us for the full flight on the red eye through the overnight hours here, we'll have Maller to the third degree next hour. We've got Ask Ben coming up later on. If you want to send a question in for Ask Ben, you can do that. Use the hashtag AskBen. If you want to send a question in for the podcast, there's still time to do that. We'll be recording some new podcasts later on Thursday. But if you want to send a question in, you can go to the Facebook page, which is Ben Maller Show on Facebook. And you should like that particular page there, Ben Maller Show on Facebook. And we've got Fact or Fiction coming up last hour along with Puck the World as our guy Eddie is he's here. Eddie picked up a new nickname this week, the Puck Ducker, but he's here. So everyone stand down. Everything's gonna be okay. Eddie's here. That means the other guy's not going to be here, which thank God for that. Being blackballed from the NFL, is it true? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
The fans were demanding something, and I gave them Zlatan.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We believe in the power of the people and the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. I can't see you, but I'm sure you look quite handsome. And I've got Puck the World coming up. You got to wait till the final hour of the show to get you updated on all the happenings in the past week of hockey. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Well, we could have had it the other day, Eddie, but you know, we had fake news in here, unfortunately. So it's a shame. Just Josh writes in from Cincinnati, says, it's not Aaron Donald's fault that the guy didn't realize there was a 16-stitch minimum to get into the boom, boom room. First rule of Fight Club, don't mix it up with a defensive player of the year. Yeah, I don't know how big this guy is that got his face smashed in, but fair to say he was fighting outside his weight class there. Mark, the full name guy, formerly a caller, now he's just a troll on Twitter. He's a Brooklyn Nets apologist. I'm sure he was very proud of the Nets for trying to beat Philadelphia. Oh, wait, they didn't really try to beat Philadelphia. Mark, the full name guy, says Ben Maller puts on his lawyer hat and recommends paying off bribes to politicians to avoid prosecution. Nice lawyering, true American justice. That's right, Mark. Well, listen, you got to understand, when you get into a situation like this, you have to know how the game's played. That's how, listen, politicians get paid off all the time. There's donations to certain people to make things disappear. You can complain about it and say it's not fair, or you could play the game. There's a couple ways you can approach it. And if you play the game, then you got a shot of getting out of things like this. You don't play the game, normally it ends up pretty bad for you. Normally it ends up pretty, pretty bad for you. So, Mr. Diaz writes in, says, it does seem like Aaron Donald has a temper. If he is to get suspended or punished, your Rams can kiss the Super Bowl goodbye. No, Mr. Diaz. Everything in context here. So there's different layers of suspension. Yeah, if Aaron Donald's out for the year, if he's like going to jail, yes. If Aaron Donald's suspended even half the season, the Rams can weather the storm for half the season. Of course, it would either be more than half or less than half. You can't be suspended for half the season. There's an odd number of games. So is it an 8-game suspension? Yeah. And then the Rams would still have 9 games with Aaron Donald. So they would just have to tread water until Aaron Donald came back. If it's a 1 or 2 game suspension, or even a 4 game suspension, it's not that big a deal. Notorious B writes and says, great opening monologue, Ben. Just tell Aaron Donald to throw away the white suit and he will be fine. The late night drug tester writes in from Parts Unknown. He says, you also forgot nothing good happens after midnight except stocking shelves, driving trucks, running hotels, patrolling streets, delivering newspapers, making donuts, and clinical work. Yeah. Well, late night drug tester. Like everyone else, I'm looking out for myself. So I believe nothing good happens other than sports talk radio. And overnight sports talk radio. Marginal overnight sports talk radio. So who else do we have here? Rob in Vegas says, I am shocked at how fair and balanced that monologue was on Aaron Donald. I expected to hear nothing but toe licking and ass kissing. You are a noted Ram apologist. Good job by you, Benjamin. No, see, there's this misnomer that I'm a house man, I'm a company man. That's not true at all. No, I am the bastion of fairness, the last bastion of fairness. I am. Let's see, the burner account writes and says, all rise the great Ben Locke or Ben Mason. That's right. Great tribute to Matt Locke and Perry Mason. Walks in the courtroom. Benjamin knows the first thing that flashed in that guy's head when the first punch was thrown. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Cha-ching. Yeah. Well, assuming he was aware that this was Aaron Donald, Aaron Donald's a celebrity in Pittsburgh. You know, most people don't, if you put Aaron Donald in front of a group of people who and didn't tell people who Aaron Donald was, most people would not know Aaron Donald. But in Pittsburgh, he's well known. Charlie in San Antonio, better known as the Romosexual, says, I take it from Ben's optimistic outlook that he does not have Aaron Donald on his NFL Book'em team. If he was, you would be on a soapbox asking the book to be thrown at him. No. That's incorrect. So, anyway. All right. We'll take some phone calls. If you'd like to be part, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, as I wait for my board to be reset. We do have Ask Ben coming up a little bit later in the hour, and you can send your questions in using the hashtag Ask Ben. We're also available on Facebook, the Facebook page, which is, can be yours if you want to send a question in. Not for Ask Ben, but this is for the podcast. We've got the Sunday podcast that we will have coming up in a couple days here. We recorded on Thursday, but you can send your question in on the Facebook page. There's a post there. And just
who?
It's the Fifth Hour podcast. It's the
Fifth Never Hour. Heard of them.
Wow, it's a very popular podcast on the weekend. It's actually a spinoff of this radio show. And I love doing, some people say, boy, that's a lot of work. On Thursday, record three individual unique podcasts and then do the radio show. That's a lot. No, come on. That's nothing. That's nothing is what that is. That's child's play. All right. Meanwhile, I got to get to this story from the NFL. A player that you maybe have heard of, depending on how closely you follow football, because this guy's a punter. So punters aren't really people, but he's a more well-known punter than most, and he is claiming that he has been blackballed out of the National Football League. He cannot get gainful employment in the NFL, has not been able to do it for several years. We are talking about a former Raider punter, Marquette King. Remember Marquette King? As far as punters go, he made a name for himself. He made a splash, Marquette King. He's been out of the NFL since 2018. He played with the Broncos, but he's more known for his stint with the old Oakland Raiders. I'm old enough to remember when Oakland had an NFL team, and he had been one of the more well-known punters, if you can be well-known as a punter, and completely out of the NFL, even though usually the kickers and punters last a very long time. That is a position where longevity is a norm. Well, King is still trying to get back. I hadn't played since 2018, so no 2019, no 2020. The writing is on the wall, but Marquette King's like, hey, wait a minute, I want to get back. And he turned, of course, to social media. And he said, if this is a performance-based business, the NFL, and I'm really good at what I do, hashtag, all pro, whatever, why am I being ignored? I just want an answer before I hang this up. Being quiet wasn't working. Sorry, y'all, Marquette King said recently. And so he did lead the NFL in yards per punt back in 2013. He was a second-team All-Pro in 2016 on his resume. He actually got a pretty decent contract for a punter with the Raiders about 5 years ago and got another decent contract with the Broncos, but now he's out of the NFL. So now I have a theory why Marquette King is out of the NFL. It involves his mouth. Now, as a talk show host, I love guys like Marquette King, right? The more verbose you are, the better. Give me every blabber mouth in the world. If you are long-winded and love talking about yourself and you're braggadocious and bombastic and a blowhard, sign me up. Makes my job easier. But there's generally a pecking order in the NFL, and if you're a defensive back or a wide receiver or it's one of those the traditional positions where guys have big mouths, that's fine. But a punter, punters should be seen but not heard. That's always been the philosophy, and so even though Marquette King was good, that's my theory. I think he knows that, right? I think he's smart enough to realize that that is why he's not getting an opportunity. His whimsical ways are holding him back. And considering some of the stiffs that get opportunities, but they don't make noise, right? So there's you make noise. Now, people make noise in different ways. He makes noise. He's a social media maven, and he's a motor mouth and all that. Well, it's great on social media to be loquacious.
He was one of the first guys that John Gruden got rid of.
Yeah. Well, John Gruden, he wants to be the star. He can't have people taking the spotlight away
from
him.
Especially
a punter. Yeah. I mean, that's degrading. A punter. They're not even football players. My God.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all. On the show, I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, here's the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, we take your telephone calls. We'll mix those in here at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. You can join the festivity. Goatman writes in, Rob, he says, as a fan of the kicker-punter position, you need every edge you can get to win a job. If it's between two capable guys, the one who runs his mouth is out on his ass. Shut up and kick, says Rob. There you go. All right. Just Josh says, Ben has an awesome spin rate on his My Pillow pitch. Soft. I understand the art of pitching. Just because guys like Josh, these tough guys, can't handle it, okay, I understand that to get a hitter out, you can use velocity, but really it's about movement, right? The movement of the ball. And hitting is about timing. And if you can mess up the rhythm, the tempo of the hitter, and I can do that with my ability to pitch. And we are open. I know minor league baseball, they got rid of so many minor league teams, it's unfortunate. But we are available to throw out first pitches. And as minor league baseball comes back, we are more than willing to do it. We'd love to do it. In fact, I'm very upset because we were supposed to last year. I can tell the story now, but I have a friend who was tight with a team in the Cal League, the Lancaster Jethawks, which are no longer around. They got taken away by the gulags at Major League Baseball, the oligarchs, I should say, at Major League Baseball. They got rid of a bunch of minor league affiliated teams, and that was one of them. But they were going to have like a night. We were going to go back out there. I'd done that years ago. Cool ballpark, launching pad out in the high desert of California. And we were going to go out there and throw out the first pitch. And then 2020 season got wiped out. We couldn't do it last year because they didn't have a season because of the COVID. And then this year, we're like, well, we'll do it this year. And then the team's gone now. So Rob Manfred's screwing me over, man. It's a bad job by him. Man. All right. Let's see here. Rob in Vegas says, clearly Marquette King has been racially profiled. You think if that was Tom Tupa, the same crap would be happening to him. I say no. I stand with Marquette King, a beloved former Las Vegas Raider. He was never a Las Vegas Raider. Never, ever a Raider. At least a Las Vegas Raider. He was a Raider. Anyway, go to the phones. And we will get to that. What a gift. Let's go to Blake in Arkansas. Hello, Blake. What's going on?
What do you say, Mr. Maller? I've got a question for you. Did you see today when the NCAA passed the one-time transfer, you know, don't have to sit out? And my question is, the name, image, and likeness will be next. How are they going to govern that? I'm in Arkansas. Walmart's founded in Arkansas. Like, four of the top 10 richest people in the world are Waltons. How are they going to keep those guys from saying, anybody that plays for Arkansas, we'll give you $1 million the day you commit?
Well, they're going to try to cap it, I mean, first of all, from what I've heard, they're going to try to cap on it. And that they're going to then have to go through the court system because there'll be challenges on that. And they're going to say, what is the market value of a player at Arkansas versus the market value of a player, you know, Tuscaloosa, Alabama? And so they're going to come up with what they say is fair market value. And then if you pay that player over fair market value, then I guess there'll be punishment that will be adjudicated by the NCAA. But hey, listen, you're an Arkansas guy and you got all that Walmart money and all those people that live there, you know, from there that have tons of money, Blake. So you should be hoping, you know, just, hey, here's a bunch of Walmart stock. Knock yourself out. Go play absolutely for the Razorbacks.
No, that would be great for us. I'm just saying, how are they, you know, the reason they don't do it under the table now is obviously, you know, they're too big time.
Well, Blake, I mean, don't be naive, Blake. There is money going under the table right now. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, it's just it's small time, usually small time. It's envelopes. It's old mafia style, you know, envelopes filled with cash to show up at your doorstep or in your locker, that kind of thing. So,
hey, send me back to Coop. I got a box full of hats I want to send to you.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds good to me. You know, I'm a Mad Hatter of sports chatter. Coop, don't hang up on Blake in Arkansas.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
What, that's music to our ears right there. All right, there you go. You think they're Walmart hats or you think they're like something else? I don't know. No idea. I was actually at Walmart. I did some shopping there. Buy a few things. Interesting crowd at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
You never know. You see young, healthy people. You see young, unhealthy people. You see older people.
Everything.
You see fat people, skinny people.
It's,
like, it's wild, man. It is wild. All right. We will press on. We've got the NHL Puck'em. The NHL Puck'em. Here is the Who Am I game. And here we go. Alex
Who?
Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals joined me as the only rookies in NHL history to reach 50 goals and 100 points in a single campaign. Again, Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals joined me as the only rookies in NHL history to reach 50 goals and 100 points in a single campaign. Who am I? The answer. Next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. Follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. On Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben coming up later tonight, Lame Jokes tomorrow, and more. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we have the NHL Puck'em coming up in a couple minutes. But first, time now for the Who Am I game. The Who Am I game
Who?
Made possible, I'll tell you in a second, made possible by
Who?
Discover. Patience. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. Discover something brighter. Brighter. So Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals joining me as the only rookies in NHL history to reach 50 points and 100 50 goals rather than 100 points in a single campaign. That is the question. What is the answer? And the answer is coming in. Our buddy Jordan, who's back listening live for the first time in a while, has been teaching John Tortorella. Torts is his answer. Big Rig Rob from the highways and byways of the Evergreen State says Tony Twist. It's an interesting answer. Mike Bossy from Manic Mike, that's his answer. Bernie Madoff from Herbert Birdsfoot, the great opiner. Tony Esposito from Johnny Q. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, got it right. Clearly cheating. Joe Sakic from Rob in Minnesota. Dominic Hashik from Late Night Drug Tester. Rib Man is going with Eric Lindros as his answer. Popeye Jones from Big Lou in the LBC. Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield, got this one All right. Who else do we have? Let's see here. Kathleen is going with Quick Draw McGraw as her answer. Billy Mays, the pitch man from Screaming Possum. Eddie, what's the answer, Eddie?
Is it the Finnish Flash, Teemu Selänne?
You're going with Teemu Selänne. Eddie, that is absolutely correct, from the Quebec Nordique back in the day. Now, Wayne Gretzky, a lot of people, I thought Gretzky
was
yesterday.
The Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg Jets.
Oh, I thought it was with the Quebec Nordique. You're right, but you're right, Winnipeg. But Wayne Gretzky was a rookie with Edmonton, but they were in the WHL, and then the NHL and the WHL merged.
WHA.
What did I say? WHL?
WHL, yeah.
The World Hockey Association.
That's right.
Anyway, they merged, whatever, in the 70s and so. All right, here we go. Quickly, NHL puck, and we can get it in, don't you? Come on now. Coop, you've got the first pick. Two skaters and a goaltender. Go.
I'm going to go with Sidney Crosby.
All right, Roberto.
Give me, let's see here.
Hurry up!
Andre Vasilevsky.
Austin Matthews. Eddie.
I'll go with Alexander Barkov and Ilya Sorokin.
Patrick Kane. Roberto.
Mitchell Marner.
Koopa Loop.
Chris Dreger?
Dreger.
One more, Koop.
Dreger. And Mitch Marner.
Roberto.
I just took him.
Austin Matthews.
I already picked him. You're drowning.
Oh, God.
Brad Marchand. I'll take Brad Marchand.
All right. I'm going to take Igor Shashkin, whatever his name is.
Alex Ovechkin?
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke. No spit. And no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.